This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This day just has been awesome. Bill, thank you for the idea you had, and everybody for making it possible here at the station. Forget John. John's coming in.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. A great day.
Thank you, John.
I think this has been better than we actually thought it would be,
Steve,
right?
Hey, Steve, do it like this. It'll stay up better.
Would you guys agree that this day has surpassed our expectations?
Oh, yes.
Would you say that?
You know what? The thing that came up, which I'm sure John will hit on, but Derek Affle, Ellie's dad, mentioned, he goes, just look around. He said, look at the smiles. Everyone, like the worlds are colliding. People are meeting people that they've heard about.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just, it is a grin fest out there.
Jello shots.
Yeah. Greg brought in Jello shots.
I have not done the Jello shot yet, but I'm interested.
There's no alcohol in them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's not.
Okay, just Jello then. Yeah. Just Jello.
It's good. It's raspberry.
I was hoping to have some Jello today.
Well, no, you can't.
Just stick your face in there.
Yeah. Can you hear?
Hey, John.
Can't hear those at all or not? Okay, we're joined in studio by John Mabry, former colleague of Steve Sipple at the Journal Star.
Hired him.
Now he's at the Food
Did
Bank
he?
Of
okay,
Lincoln.
Okay.
John,
okay,
good morning.
Almost fired me, though.
Thank you for being here, John. Right in the microphone. There we go.
Okay, sorry about that. This is really cool now to be here with you guys. Thank you.
Okay, now this is John Mabry.
John Mabry.
A proper introduction.
Well, John Mabry is with the Food Bank of Lincoln. He is the Chief Relationship Officer. Is that right, John?
Is that
the
title? Is correct.
All right.
Yes, it means I'm supposed to try to bring in the dough to feed the people.
All right. He's getting it done.
We have a check here from Doug for you guys. We take that yourself.
I know Swagger brought a check in, too. I'll see where that went.
Lauren,
yes, let us know that.
But we've teamed up with Pinnacle Bank today for the free coffee, and also we made sure it's important the holidays to make sure that people are fed. With the Food Bank in Lincoln, we're making sure that donations come in both with cash and Venmo and check, as well as non-perishable items, which we've seen out in the bins, and we thank you for being part of this as well.
No, this is awesome, and I know my friend Doug Gans was on earlier, wonderful supporter. Thanks to Pinnacle Bank for what they do, but I got to tell you, as a breaker, this is like the coolest thing that's ever happened. I love it.
Wow, thanks, John.
Appreciate that.
No, I mean it.
And John listens to the show.
Yeah, love
John,
the show.
John also has on, well, the greatest line in the history of television is, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Les Nessman.
And it was just the best line ever said. And so appreciate that. And he's got the T-shirt on from the greatest Thanksgiving show ever was WKRP in Cincinnati when they dropped live turkeys out of an airplane.
Yes. You do got the shirt on.
Yes, he has it on.
It's a classic, but you guys are awesome. And like you said, a lot of smiles, a lot of wonderful support out there. The bins are full. The dollars are going to help feed the people. I love it.
That's good.
I mean, this
is an important time right now for the food bank.
It is.
Always an important
time. Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of folks coming looking for help, and so obviously at the holidays it's harder on a lot of folks, but the support from the station, from Pinnacle, from the community, everyone, amazing.
Now, you sent us some stats. 1 in 7 of our Southeast Nebraska neighbors are facing food insecurity. 1 in 5 are children. And as Doug told us earlier, every $1 we receive can turn into 2 meals. That's significant. for your donations to this.
Yep. So like this check right here, for example, for $100, that's 200 meals right there, if my math is correct.
That's good
awesome,
math.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
That's good math.
How do people get money to you? Is there a website? Is there? How do you do this?
Lots of ways. We have, you can go to lincolnfoodbank.org is one great way to give, but we have Venmo. We can obviously checks and all those things are wonderful, but it's pretty slick to just scan the QR code if you have access to it. And if you just Venmo, you can find Food Bank of Lincoln on Venmo.
Oh, God. How easy is that?
Lots of ways.
That's simple.
Also, John, I mean, the thing to probably think about this, it's always, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Let's help people out for Thanksgiving. For people, the hunger doesn't stop and end on Thanksgiving Day.
Nope.
And so this is a 365 issue. And so anything that can be done, and what John's doing, incredible like that. And so thank you.
No, thank you guys. Thanks. It doesn't stop. You're right, after the holidays, but this is just incredible support, and the Mill coffee is outstanding.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Good job, John. Good shout out.
We do have to ask you, John, in your prior time to the food bank, you worked with Sip.
Steve Sipple.
Do you have any story?
No.
Yeah, I need to know. Any story that stands out from your time with Sip?
Tell us something about a young Sipple.
Oh, no. We really did have a good time together. And while, sure, there was a few moments in the press box that might have been a little stressful, it was mostly a great time. But I will remember one of my favorite memories of Sip is we were in Lubbock, Texas, Huskers playing the Red Raiders. And I basically was, I made sure that I was always at Sip's beck and call. Well, he forgot his charger or his power cord for his computer.
Good God, I did. You're right.
In Lubbock. And I said, Sip, I'll go get it. It's fine. I'll go get it. So I got a car. I think I had to call a cab at that time. I don't even know if there was Uber. And I said, I'm going to go get your cord because your writing is a lot more important than mine. So I'm going to get that dang cord. So I went back to the hotel. I think I got back. I don't know what time I got back to the game, but
it was late.
When I told the driver what was going on, he said, oh, there's a game going on?
Had no idea.
Yeah, this was in Lubbock. Lubbock, Texas. Yeah,
yeah,
so
Lubbock.
But we got the cord back to
a lot of stuff. John was an incredible sports editor. I mean, the
exaggeration.
The Journal Star had a line of good ones, and John was the best. It was.
Hello. Now, this has been said, John, prior to you standing here.
Yeah, this is not
I've heard this 100 times, so this is true. Yeah.
The sports section was freakishly good. Like, it was, I always would marvel at it.
We had a lot of fun. Yeah. And Sip did a great job and still doing a great job. But we had a great team. And,
we did. We had a hell of a team. It was a hell of a team. And you were a hell of a coach. I mean, you were.
Two coaches.
I don't know about that.
John was a hard driver. It was.
But you have to have leadership like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I always tell people all the time, with someone I say it's fourth and one. That's who you want to work for. You don't want to work for guys like, we're good. Suck it, Nate.
Hold on.
Take your time.
I didn't even want to put it that. I mean, that's a great way to put it. Bill's a fourth and one guy. John was a fourth and one guy every day.
Yeah.
If I got beat, John, I know this. I tell people all the time. If I got beat on a story when I was a beat writer, it wasn't a pretty day. Yeah. You were not happy. And I love that.
It should be.
It was competitive. There's no doubt.
Really competitive.
It's funny. You guys talk about Worlds Collide. Seeing our old friend Keith Mann is here today.
Keith Mann.
All the times that I probably gave Keith Mann major time headaches saying, hey, can we get a few minutes with so-and-so? Can we get a few minutes with so-and-so?
Oh, how about this one? I got one for you. How about this one?
Yeah.
When you had the bright idea. John always had very good
big scope
display ideas for photos, and you made Crouch get in a bin of letters and stick his head out. It worked out though.
Wait, a bin of what?
A letters, letters. Like in a post office letters. He got in a bin at the post office and stuck his head out and smiled.
Well, Crouch Mania, you guys know.
Crouch Mania
was a thing. There was a time where we were trying to get him to sign some books that we had done and everything, and he was like, John, I'm happy to sign the books, but can we meet in an alley behind Big Fred's? And seriously, that was how big it was when Eric was
on his
high school.
It was massive.
It was, well, you can imagine having a Nebraska player in a legit Heisman.
Well, just think of the attention the position gets today at Nebraska.
Yeah.
The conversation that comes on today. Just imagine if he's going for the Heisman. So just bring it.
I can imagine because we lived it.
Yeah, and that would have been, like I said, right now it eats up every conversation.
Yeah.
And it does. And just imagine if now you have a quarterback and he has a chance to win the Heisman.
Heisman, right.
And he was. And he won.
100%. Yeah, and he did. Yeah. He won it. Yep.
I miss working with Sip. I miss a lot of those fun times. I miss covering like this volleyball team right now. I would love to be part of that right now. But it was a good time.
John is writing a book. Can I say that?
Whoa.
You're welcome to plug the book that I will hopefully finish soon on Nebraska. I did one book.
Breaking news. Thank you.
Oh, breaking news.
Yeah. Wait. We can't just announce this without breaking news. John Mabry's writing a book?
That's a lot. No, I did a Nebraska volleyball book. We're on part of the history. I'm trying to finish up book two. But, thank you for that plug. But I really appreciate the support for the food bank. It is huge.
Yes. And I imagine you're a hard driver in that job, too, and it's doing wonders for the community. So we appreciate you, John.
John, if you want to do a book on Nebraska Wesleyan football mid to late 80s, I'd be glad to help ghostwrite that.
I want to read that.
If you want to have some,
I want to read
you
that
hear about what it was like going to Concordia in the snow, let me know.
I love it. You guys are awesome.
I love it. He's John Mabry of the Food Bank of Lincoln. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jake.
The spillover. Sip, you're leaving.
I got to leave.
Okay. Young Ben. Young Ben's the spillover next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.